Buffalo's initial 53 carries 5 wide receivers, and the independent roster breakdown lists 3 of them as starters: DJ Moore, Khalil Shakir, and Keon Coleman, per Ross Johnston at A to Z Sports. 2 of that 3 have not been reported on a practice field in weeks: Coleman, in a walking boot in mid-August with a sprained right foot, per NFL Network's Cameron Wolf, and Shakir, whose absence head coach Joe Brady would describe only as injury-related, with no accessible report since putting either back at work. Moore is the third, and nothing in the accessible cut-day reporting attaches an injury to him. To be plain about what that is, no source ranks this room or names a number one, and the reading that early season attention concentrates his way is ours, not a reporter's. But the roster facts point one direction. The room around him got thin fast. Trent Sherfield, who caught all 7 targets thrown his way this summer, per Ralph Ventre at Bills on SI, was released. So were Dante Pettis, who converted a 3rd-and-14 and caught the winning 2-point conversion in Thursday's finale, per Randy Gerzy at Bills on SI, Mecole Hardman and Jamori McClinn, with Tyrell Shavers moved to the reserve physically unable to perform list, per the team's official transactions. The one addition of consequence is behind him. Rookie Skylar Bell, in his debut, led the Bills with 7 catches for 49 yards and a jet sweep touchdown, per Alec White on the team site. Moore did not play the finale. Brady rested his starters, per Mike Moraitis at Bills on SI, which was the Managed to September Ready Path last week's episode named. For listeners meeting this fresh, the June case for Moore was never last year's tape in Chicago. It was the situation: a proven veteran reunited with Joe Brady, the coordinator of his best seasons, catching passes from Josh Allen, and the one asterisk, an ankle scare in the preseason opener, closed when he returned to full practice with no missed time, per Joe Biscaglia of The Athletic. Cut week did nothing to that case except clear the field around it. We'll check back once the Houston opener starts taking shape. Data via NFL Verse.